Amid surging rates of suicide among soldiers, 3 years ago, researchers embarked on the largest study to date of the mental health risks within the military. The findings are out now, and they're startling. The study found that men and women who join the military arrive with much higher rates of mental illness than the general public, and that most suicides can be traced to their pre-enlistment conditions. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
Researchers organized 327 meetings at Army installations across the country. 5,400 soldiers, some in large auditoriums, some in small field offices, filled out questionnaires that they knew would be matched to their administrative records. Almost 85% reported a mental health problem that began before they entered the military, with particularly high rates of impulsive behavior, trouble controlling anger, and substance abuse. Lead author Ronald Kessler, a professor of healthcare policy at Harvard Medical School, says soldiers reported new conditions, anxiety, depression, and PTSD, that were layered onto their existing problems while in service.
And the combination of the two is a potent mix because those disorders are the dominant predictors of suicidality.
Kessler's research is triggering a vigorous debate. Should the Army focus on tighter screening of recruits or on more services for active and retired members? Tighter screening may be difficult, says Kessler, when in any given year, one in four Americans meets the criteria for a mental disorder. And former Army Surgeon General Eric Schoomaker says more aggressive screening alone might backfire.
Anything that requires self-identification, if it has an adverse impact on the individual, is going to simply lead to their failing to reveal the information and avoid the consequences of it. I think that's going to drive it underground.
Schoomaker says the Army is looking for ways, perhaps based on genetic markers, to identify soldiers who don't ask for but need mental health treatment. This research points to a need for specific services, says Schoomaker, not a blanket increase in mental health care.
Finding those individuals and those patterns of behavior, like drug and alcohol issues or pre-existing mental health problems, and those elements of service, such as deployment, short times between deployments, that would lead to targeting services to specific, very high-risk individuals. I think that's the direction that these data take us.
But Schoomaker and Kessler cannot explain all of the findings. Why did suicide rates increase during the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan for those who were never deployed? Among soldiers who did see combat, why is the risk of suicide higher for men than women? And why doesn't marriage help prevent suicide for soldiers as it does for civilians? Kessler says he and his colleagues are continuing their research to answer those questions and look at the challenges ahead.
Iraq has ended. The war in Afghanistan is winding down. But we're going to be living with the residuals of these wars for years and years and years to come.
Residuals rooted in a soldier's young life. Almost half of those who attempted suicide after they put on a uniform had tried once before they enlisted. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.